Today, I want to talk to you about a couple different positive things that are happening, I think, in my mind, in the crypto world going on right now. First being self-regulation, talking a little bit about what the Winklevoss twins, what the Winklevi are talking to the CFTC about in regards to a self-regulating organization. Some positive news from the state of Wyoming that we had talked a little bit about last night, had a chance to dive in a little bit deeper, was happy and impressed about what we saw from the state of Wyoming, however small the state of Wyoming might be. Also want to talk about the return of some positive price action in some respects with a few different coins that have actually just made moves that have made sense in my mind. Not everything always makes sense when it comes to crypto. Sometimes things pump out of nowhere. Sometimes things just dip and fall off the face of the earth with seemingly no news behind it. Today, Binance Coin, BNB, pumped pretty hard, about 25% or so up against the US dollar, 23% against Bitcoin, on the news that they are building what they call Binance Chain, which sounds like Binance's foray into a decentralized exchange. So we'll talk a little bit about that, potentially what that might mean, as well as a number of other topics as well. Just a quick heads up, tomorrow I will be dropping an interview that I had earlier today with the co-founder Ryan Shea of Blockstack. If you're not familiar with what Blockstack is, the interview itself was awesome. I really enjoyed it, and I think you will as well. So definitely keep an eye out for that tomorrow. But hopping into it first, so one of the, I think, the big pieces of news out today, it was all over the place, but this was specifically on Bloomberg. And it talked about the Winklevoss twins having a plan to, quote unquote, police cryptocurrency trading. And what they are basically talking about is forming somewhat of like a virtual currency, virtual commodity association, a self-regulating body, a self-regulating organization specifically for cryptocurrencies, crypto assets, virtual commodities, whatever you want to call them. And the CFTC commissioner, our homeboy, the man, the myth, the legend, Chairman Giancarlo, applauded the plan for self-regulation. And I think it's really interesting in a number of respects. So the first thing that I'll say is there are definitely a hardcore group of people out there that are very much opposed to any type of regulation whatsoever. And I get that. I absolutely 100% get that. However, you know, maybe I am surrendering or whatever it might be, but I don't think there's going to be, I just don't think the US government is going to let the crypto world continue to exist without some level of regulation. And when you consider some of the alternatives, what the Winklevoss twins, what the Winklevi, what Zuckerberg's best friends are talking about here, makes a lot of sense, and in a lot of respects sounds a lot better than some of the other alternatives. So when I link to the website on the Bloomberg article, there's actually a 12-minute video that is tied to this, and it's a good video. I would definitely recommend you taking a look at kind of what the Winklevoss twins have to say in regards to, number one, the price action of Bitcoin as well as regulation. But if you're just not familiar with them as a whole, they run the Gemini Exchange, which is one of the few alternatives right now to Coinbase. They run Gemini, and they have a number of other kind of forays. They have Winklevoss Capital, and a number of other forays in the world of crypto. So they are very much prominent. They have a ton of money in Bitcoin. So keep that in mind. But so basically what happened is the Winklevoss twins have proposed to create a virtual commodity association, which is a self-regulatory organization that is basically supposed to police the digital currency markets and the custodians associated with that. You might say, why are we going to allow somebody to police this? The positive news about this would be a regulatory, basically, body specifically for cryptocurrencies rather than having the CFTC or the SEC or the IRA the IRS or just a number of other kind of regulatory agencies out there that don't have really the full maybe expertise with cryptocurrencies and are also trying to fit cryptocurrencies into an existing box that may or may not really, that they really don't fit into. There's a number of conflicting, kind of regulatory guidances from FinCEN, from the SEC, from the CFTC, from the IRS. One says it's property. One says you need a money transmitter license. One says, you know, ICOs are illegal. One says they're not. Who knows? But if there is a self-regulatory agency that focuses specifically on regulation for cryptocurrencies and not on stocks and bonds and securities and property, that makes a lot more sense to me. So I think this is somewhat positive news. It's in a better direction than if the government is trying to fit cryptocurrency regulation into an existing framework that it really wasn't meant to fit into. So overall, I like the approach that the Winklevoss twins, brothers, Cameron and Tyler, are taking. And the chairman of the CFTC said that, you know, this is his quote, if you're on the podcast, "I congratulate Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss on the energetic leadership and thoughtful approach in outlining a virtual commodity self-regulatory organization, SRO, as they're called in short, concept. I encourage Gemini or any other market participant, advocacy group, platform, or firm to be aggressive in promoting these qualities within any SRO construct." So basically, the CFTC has encouraged them to continue to go down this route. And I think it's something that you'll definitely want to keep an eye on. Now, that is, at least in my mind, everybody always jokes about Bobby the Futter. I think this is positive news. It's positive news. And stacking on top of that positive news, we have the U.S. state of Wyoming. If you're not familiar, Wyoming is a state in the United States. It is a tiny state. Well, big in size, but tiny in population. And they came out with some additional regulation, and this, you know, obviously only applies to a small subset of the United States, but they kind of came out with a different bit of regulation. They call this Wyoming House Bill 70. They signed this into law, and essentially what it is a utility token bill. So it's supposed to outline what a utility token is and how it should be treated, and making utility tokens exempt from security laws, basically, or from state money transmission laws, and a lot of things that are very much constrictive to the success of security, or excuse me, of utility tokens. So I overall view this as, a couple of different people mentioned this last night on Crypto Happy Hour. I didn't have a chance to look into it at that point in time. I've gotten a chance to dive into it a little bit further, and it is something that I think is a positive step. Granted, it's just Wyoming, so let's not, you know, say this is enacted across the U.S., but hopefully this is a positive step for you know, other states to follow along, because that would be very beneficial if there is some type of legal recognition of what a utility token is and an exemption from certain money transmission laws or from security regulations or from a number of other things, because that is something that is, I think, dampening the market quite a bit as a whole. Now, in addition to the state of Wyoming and some of the news that's going on here, one nice thing, and I think it's a little bit refreshing, quite frankly, is seeing crypto again. You know, it's been a while since we've had some positive moves from some of these cryptocurrencies, but it is nice to see again some level of logic associated with price moves. And what I mean by that is, so today Binance, obviously you're probably familiar with Binance, but Binance announced about 12 hours or so ago that they are creating what they call the Binance Chain. And they have a blog post. I'll link to the blog post below, but essentially talking about how they have created a number of different products. You know, they have Binance Labs, which is a tech incubator. They have Info, which is kind of the code platform. They have, and now they have the centralized exchange itself. They're looking to officially launch a development of Binance Chain, which from what they talk about, it will focus. Basically going to be a decentralized exchange. It sounds like it's supposed to be a decentralized exchange that's supposed to focus on performance, ease of use, liquidity, and the Binance coin BNB will be upgraded to exist on its own mainnet at some point in time, being the native coin. So when you consider that, that I think in a lot of respects, people thought that that increases the utility of the Binance coin. If it's literally going to have its own blockchain mainnet, it's obviously going to increase the utility of the Binance chain, or the BNB is going to, the utility of BNB, rather than just being used as kind of a discount tool for trading on Binance, it is now going to allow you to function on the Binance blockchain mainnet. So that would logically increase the price of a Binance or BNB, right? And that's exactly what happened. You can go back 12 hours or so ago. And if we're looking at this chart here, you can see that basically immediately the second that blog post was published, over the course of 2 hours, Binance went up about 36%, sold off a little bit after that, but it's still up about 25% in the past 12 hours since the announcement, which is, I think it's a positive sign to see that in some respects, the market is reacting to positive news again. You know, maybe if this happened a couple weeks ago and Binance releases this news, that the reaction in the market is nowhere near as positive just because of such a damp sentiment on the overall marketplace. And I do think that this is a positive sign. And I also think it's a positive sign for a lot of other projects as well, because I have been getting the feeling that some projects have been holding back on doing certain things, whether it's releasing token, you know, if they recently ICO'd and they're afraid to release tokens right now because they don't want the valuation of their token to take a bath or something like that. I feel like there's been a level of kind of hesitation in the market from a lot of coins just because, or from a lot of projects, to do certain things like releasing a token. And this is, at least in my mind, a positive sign and impressive too, in the sense that, you know, Binance made the move, BNB made the move like it did. Is you're talking about a, right now it's the market cap of Binance coin is just shy. It's it's less than less than $1 million shy of the $1 billion mark right now. So just under $1 billion in market capitalization, a ton of volume in the past 24 hours, $222 million in volume. So that's freaking damn impressive. That's a ton of volume in the past just on Binance coin alone. So that's pretty crazy to see. I mean, massive volume here in that really 1 hour since the 1 hour when that blog post was released. So pretty crazy to see that in action. But again, I think this is a nice sign overall for the entire marketplace, just because it shows that the market is in some respects reacting logically to positive news and not just getting it shuttered by overall market sentiment, or kind of letting that rain on the parade overall. One thing that I would definitely keep an eye on tomorrow. So there is, I know you guys hate government regulation as much as the next people, you know, as much as the next individuals, but this is something I would definitely keep an eye on. This is a blog post on the coincenter.org blog. This is from the man, the myth, the legend, Neeraj. And if you want to check this out, so CoinCenter's, I'm going to butcher his last name, but Peter Van Valkenburg is testifying tomorrow in an upcoming congressional hearing on crypto and ICOs. So he works at CoinCenter. He kind of works to try to provide sensible regulation to the government. And they are having the House of Financial Services Committee, or House Financial Services Committee, is having a hearing tomorrow specifically called Examining the Cryptocurrencies and ICO Markets. So I would not doubt if there is price action and price movement that happens because of that hearing tomorrow, on the positive side or on the negative side. The last time we had a hearing, it was with the CFTC and the SEC, and a lot of the commentary was very bullish, or was interpreted by investors and traders as bullish information, until some things came out and dampened that later. But it led up to a nice run following that hearing with the SEC and the CFTC that really helped aid in the recovery after Bitcoin basically dropped below $6,000. So I would keep an eye on this tomorrow. And as they say in the blog post, I'll link to this, but typically there are live streams of these government hearings. So you should be able to find that out. You should be able to find that tomorrow. I will try to link to that. Also try to watch that if I have the opportunity as well. But definitely keep an eye on what is happening at that hearing tomorrow, examining the cryptocurrencies and ICO markets. Because like I said, the last time there was a fairly big hearing with the government, with the SEC and the CFTC, that made the markets move. And depending upon the sentiment, whether it's bullish, whether it's bearish, whether it's a ton of regulation, or it's that kind of, we're going to step back and, you know, let you kind of self-police yourselves, that'll determine, I think, quite a bit of how things move forward in the future here. Now, hopefully that was a helpful conversation for you to put some things in the context. But overall, I'm feeling pretty positive on things moving forward right now, just with how things are progressing in the marketplace, the overall sentiment that I'm getting from the majority of people, as well as I think what we're making is positive headway in a lot of respects, whether it's on the technical side of the house with Bitcoin, layer two scaling with Ethereum, as well as some of the government regulation or thoughtful approaches to government regulation that we will hopefully see, and not overregulation at some point in time. So definitely keep an eye on everything moving forward there. If you are new to the channel by any chance, hit the subscribe button, the notify bell. If you've been here for a while, hit that like button. And if you are listening on the podcast, number one, really appreciate you taking the time to do so. Throw me a rating and a review if that is possible. If you're on iTunes, if you're on Google Play, wherever you're listening, would love for that to happen. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a great night. Peace.